Here is Sub-Zero! Now, Plane Zero!
This movie has good and very bad things about it.
How this movie works.
Touch me, motherfucker.
This is spooky time.
If you got big titties, I'll do whatever you want.
Black Hawk needs to pee.
Don't y'all like this, boy? I didn't hit her. I didn't touch her. It's bullshit. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
You're doing like Jean-Claude Van
Damme. We're gonna send him to Earth. We're gonna send him. He's gonna be the hope for the human.
I hope she has it in my side. Why?
The son becomes the father. The father. No. No.
What? Is he alright? Yeah, it's just spell.
Hello, and welcome to another exciting, they're all exciting, that's why I always say another
not all.
Episode of Plane Zero, the podcast dedicated to finding out if the movies of the past hold up in the present so that you may watch them in the future and all that jazz. Go to planezero.com where you can find links to our Facebook, our Twitter, so you can follow us and like us and see our announcements that come every once in a while. Comment on our posts about the movie. Share your thoughts. Feel free. There's links to the iTunes where you can subscribe and write a review, which would be awesome. There's plenty of you out there listening. If anyone wants to write a review, it'd be okay in my book. But yeah, subscribe too. That's always good. And then there's also a link to our charity donation page for the Children's Hospital of Orange County Walk in the Park.
There's where also
where you could pick a movie we'll do.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that someone else might already be doing said donation for that and what they're going to make us watch, and they'll probably be on that episode. So there's a teaser for you. I don't know why I'm talking like this is like NPR. My name is Travis.
I'm Alex.
Aaron.
Nick.
And this week's episode, this is episode 202. We're two episodes into the next 200.
You ever look at those tasty videos on Facebook?
I look at them on YouTube.
I don't openly.
No, I don't.
Them,
but like
people
have
share
them.
And I don't even turn the volume up or anything.
I just watch it.
And I'm like, I want to eat that. And
then like when the guy makes the Big Mac into ice cream.
I watch them, and then I'm like, that would be so awesome. And then I realize if there were no time lapse, that's going to take hours. Like, the fried deviled eggs look so freaking good. And they put, like, a buffalo seasoning in the egg, in, like, the yolk portion.
Yeah.
So then that's what goes in there, kind of like the shirt you have.
Buffalo eggs.
Yeah, that you designed.
Yeah, buffaloeggs.com. I don't know if it's still up, but...
Probably.
It's probably a
GeoCities or whatever.
Yeah. Angel Fire.
Angel Fire GeoCities.
Tripod.
I would make those, but I'm like, you know what? My parents can't eat any of this shit, and I don't want to fucking do that to myself, eat all this fucking food.
I would.
You could make it to bring to
event. Well, I've done that before with...
You can make one egg.
No.
Yeah, let's get
one. It's a lot of prep work for one egg.
Yeah, it is. And then, well, no, I did make dips for this.
That was good.
Yeah.
Anyways,
the buffalo chicken one.
You talking, you pick
you,
the movie.
You talking.
You get that shirt at Target. That's where I got my shirt like that.
I picked...
He's wearing a 7-Up shirt.
I flipped it on him. He always does that stuff to me.
I gotta actually see what year this movie came out. Hold on.
It came out in 1904.
In the 1800s.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this, it came out in the 1900s for sure.
Okay. Yeah, I picked...
The Prince and the Pauper.
1983's Trading Places.
God, we were born.
Yeah.
Oh, I was.
It was directed by the murderer John Landis, and it stars Dan Aykroyd.
I got to see this in theaters.
And Eddie Murphy.
Because I was already born.
How old were you, though?
No, I didn't see it.
I was like, you saw this when you were 1 year old?
Yeah, I have fond memories of this movie in the theater.
You saw Jamie Lee's titties?
And I got hungry.
Made
me
a
baby.
Wanted to roll over and beg for butter.
Baby want Milkies. Milkies and mom.
She's crazy hot though. Yeah,
Jamie Lee Curtis.
She's
crazy
attractive. Huh? It doesn't matter.
She does.
She's a good actress. She's a respectable actress.
Hey, I know she's a great actress.
We value what's between her ears.
I know what Brad Pitt is like. He's
just, you jump his bounds.
Yeah, I would. I wouldn't. I mean, but you know, like if I was a girl, I'd fuck him. That's why it's like equal opportunity.
Or if you were just into dudes.
Like I watch any movie, you're like, oh, well, I get it. Like Ryan Gosling's like, he's a hot dude. I get it. Why girls like
I like the goose.
I watch the
I'll talk about later. He's always from New York.
I'll talk about Blit.
I'm from New York. Yay.
No.
Well, I'm from Canada. But I talk about this in every movie.
His acting's just. Yeah. If anyone can't see, I'm just staring blankly at movies now.
But watch Nice Guys. And he's fantastic.
But you, yeah, you picked
Trading Places.
Yeah, I picked Trading Places. It's a movie about
people buy homes and then they decorate them.
Yeah.
Train spaces.
have we basically watched every John Landis movie except for Twilight Zone?
Oh my God, we've watched a lot of John Landis
movies. And Kentucky Fried Movie.
Man,
no, we can't watch that.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, it's entertaining.
It's funny.
Yeah, this is a movie about these two rich old white dudes who are brothers, the Dukes.
Who are basically those guys who also... It's always rich old brothers who are responsible for a lot of problems.
Yes.
In both the real world.
They're responsible for the world's problems?
Like the Koch brothers.
Yeah. But yeah, that's basically who I... That's kind of what they are.
Mel Gibson said it was someone else. It's responsible for the world's problems.
Mario brothers. Those guys are responsible for the Mushroom Kingdom's problems.
No, they're helping.
Are they?
Yeah. No, they are. That's the whole plot of the game.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah. It's about these two rich old white dudes who are very, very rich. They get their money through, like...
Rich for that time period.
Stock exchange. Yeah.
One of them has a pizza chain.
And one of them is the voice of a dog that made me cry.
That's the one with the pizza chain. Don Amici's pizza.
Pizza.
So, they're very rich, and they spend a lot of money doing very... Not frivolous.
I think you're putting too much focus on these two rich old guys.
But they are the springboard of the plot.
Yeah.
So the springboard La Plaza or something.
Good try. I respect that.
It's the Prince and the Pauper.
Yeah. Dan Aykroyd is a another rich, slightly very less rich, but still well off white dude who is also working for them, and he helps them get, you know, the best stock price.
And he's banging one of their granddaughters.
Their grandniece. And they're more or less okay with him because he makes them money. But one brother is very big on, like society and, like, how, like, the world is... how your upbringing and where you were born and all that.
Nature versus nurture argument.
Yeah, that kind of thing. So, basically, Eddie Murphy accosts Dan Aykroyd on accident. He's a homeless, or at least, at the very least, a not well off black man.
You don't really find out about.
He's a Capricorn.
You don't know anything about him.
Yeah.
I have Billy Ray Valentine.
It's from Kids.
Accidentally bumps into Dan Aykroyd, and Dan Aykroyd drops his suitcase and.
Is racist and says.
And says, this man's trying to steal my stuff. Officers arrest him.
Unhand me, sir.
Yeah, he's. Very preppy 80s white guy.
Speaks like Frasier.
Yeah. And basically he gets arrested.
Frasier's cool though.
And the brother was like, one of the old brothers was like, holy shit, like this guy like is like born in like the really lowest of the lowest situations and all that. Like, don't you think like maybe if he had like a better shot at life, he could like be a successful person? And don't you think someone... kind of like us, if we were born in like a really shitty situation, wouldn't rise to the top. We'd probably just like
we commit crime
and steal and shit.
And then like, the guy from Batteries.
If you switch the situations of these men,
yeah.
Will they start to copy what each other already does,
or would they?
Will they acclimate to their situation?
Yeah, or would they? You know, so they place a bet. And
the answer is yes.
Yes, they basically spring Eddie Murphy out of jail and say, "We want to give you all this stuff." And this guy says, are you guys a couple of F-words? Because
F-words.
Yes. He said, are you guys a couple of fucks?
It said quite a bit.
It said a few times. Several times, at least. Not many. Two to three. That's why I said, a few times. And then
if this were Monster Vision, that would show up.
How many F-words?
Yeah. So basically, they frame Dan Aykroyd for embezzling money, and then...
And they put drugs on him.
Yeah, they plant drugs on him, and they basically...
With the help of the principal from Breakfast Club.
Yes.
Yes.
with
That is him. Isn't
yeah, Patrick Gleason.
Okay. Yeah,
gotcha. And now he's dead.
Yeah, and so they get they basically give Eddie Murphy his house and all that, and
they switch lives.
Yeah, they switch lives. It's called Trading Places. Eventually, they both find out that they were being had, and normally it would have been okay, except it turns out that while Billy Ray made them a lot of money. They still didn't like the fact that, as in their words, well, no, I'm not even going to say in their words. They use a racial slur.
Hard N-word.
Yeah, very hard R. Hard R to describe Eddie Murphy and said, I'm not going to let that guy.
His eyes get big.
Yeah, you know, they do. I'm not going to let that guy run our company. He overhears this, and basically he goes back to Dan Aykroyd's character and says, look, this is what's happening.
Dan Aykroyd.
Who? Dan Aykroyd?
Who's Dan Aykroyd?
Who's the drunk Santa Claus?
Yeah, he becomes very
with meat.
He becomes very homeless, very drunk, and is off for
revenge.
Well,
he's not even homeless. He lives with Jamie Lee Curtis, who is the prostitute who made out with him.
It's not his home, though. He's not paying rent.
Like, Jamie Lee, behind you.
That's all I think of every time I see Jamie Lee, because of Scream. And, Jamie Lee.
And Dan Aykroyd's old butler...
Review, bro.
Marcus Brody.
That's a review, bro.
It is the port of the week.
We're watching this. It's kind of creepy that they have very similar, like the way they act. Like, Rubra acts like
Marcus
butler.
Brody. Is that a name on Joss?
What?
Is that someone from Joss?
No, that was Chief Brody.
Okay.
Marcus Brody is the man. Runs the museum.
He's
in
Indy's
Indiana
friend.
Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's him.
He's the drunk friend.
No.
But he's not drunk.
He's the smart friend at
first. He just acts like that.
No, in the first movie, there's very little about his character because he's not in a lot. But he seems like he's smart enough to run a museum.
He tells
then
him
in the third one, he's an idiot for some reason.
He tells him about the art.
But he's funny.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's awesome.
Okay,
got lost in his own museum.
He's not drunk?
No. He's just an idiot.
And this,
you're just thinking because when he says "Follow me, I know the way," and then he falls off the horse.
And there's clearly something like wrong with the butler, by the way, in this movie.
He seems a bit like aloof, and then like by the time Eddie Murphy comes around, he's kind of having a bit more fun. You could see him,
but
drinking
like
a bit.
There's something like weird about him throughout the whole thing.
No, I think you're just
like good night, sir. Would that be all? Like, and he's just staring, like, kind of weird.
Maybe just shitty actor.
That's his job.
It's like it's destroyed him. Like, he's not a normal person anymore.
Well, he's not happy.
That's what it seems
he's not
like.
Happy because...
Yeah. If I was someone's slave, I wouldn't be happy.
Yeah, but when Eddie Murphy offers him, like, drinks and food and shit, he's like, oh, fuck, like, this guy's actually all right.
Okay, you pick this movie.
Yeah.
And you don't like Animal House.
Really? Are you going to...
No, yeah, because it's just...
I think this is funnier than Animal House.
No, I do too, but I feel like it's the same. It's the same kind of like it's funny.
There's very funny moments,
but this movie made me laugh more because Eddie Murphy was in it, and Eddie Murphy's doing his thing,
and Jim Belushi's in it less.
Well, Jim Belushi's in it. John Belushi's not in it at all.
No,
he's
which
I'm
I
sorry.
Appreciate.
I get the two confused because I don't care about either of them.
Monkey. I'm a gorilla.
No, but
does he call him a clown? He's like, you stupid clown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he said fucking.
Yeah.
But, I mean, well, first of all, his closet's not even that big. Dan Aykroyd. His closet's not even very big. I'm like, how rich is he? But it's the 80s, so probably that was
and
huge,
his,
I guess.
He was making 80 a year?
That's not... That, it,
but in the
back
80s,
then, yeah. That's like he
that
made like five.
That was like
$500 million. I guess
it's weird. This movie has a reputation because it's part of why Eddie Murphy's a star.
Yeah,
like this is basically
his
big break.
I get it.
48 Hours also, which
but,
I always
but the fact that they all came out around the same time. But this was like kind of the first like oh.
That's ooh, a, that's some funny shit right there.
Yeah. Well, I mean that intro scene with him where he's like, "I can walk."
That's hilarious.
It's funny, but it's like for me, like of Eddie Murphy movies and of Dan Aykroyd movies, it's like this isn't one that I usually think of. Like, oh, I should watch it. I know it's got the reputation of being a huge, like, very funny.
Yeah,
but to me, it's not a Coming to America or a Ghostbusters.
Well, this does set up one of the greatest movies ever made, which is Coming to America.
Oh, because they're the ones they talk.
Yeah, because he gives them money.
It's a prequel.
No,
because this came out first.
This technically wouldn't be a prequel because was made first.
Oh, yeah, so that's the sequel. But, it's in the same universe.
It is a shared universe.
But it was nice seeing Eddie Murphy be Eddie Murphy because I haven't seen it in a long time.
In a long time.
So
wasn't he in a drama or something recently?
It doesn't count anymore. It's like Eddie Murphy doesn't exist. He's like Jim Carrey, but I like him more.
Tower Heist?
No. I would have seen it.
He's funny in that, but that movie's not that good. But when he says, "Nah, what's up?" I laugh. He says it to Gabourey Sidibe.
Precious? What's up?
Oh, you got a girlfriend?
You married?
Yeah. No, what's up?
No.
When he tells the guy, that Barry White looking motherfucker, that just made me laugh.
I love his friend.
And how he's like, because I'm a karate man. That's just funny.
Yeah, him in jail's great.
And that was probably all improv, right?
Probably. I mean, it's Eddie Murphy at the height of his SNL career, so yeah. You're going to want him to, like, just do what you do, Eddie Murphy.
And just, every time he talks, I just think of, that could just be Donkey there.
or Mushu?
No, Donkey.
Because Mushu feels like he's also Eddie
Murphy. No, he is, but I just feel like I've seen Shrek more, so I think
Donkey. And there's also more Shreks.
And he's making waffles.
Mushu is less, like, energetic, though, compared to Donkey.
Yeah, I'd say that.
He's a spastic dragon.
Only when it's like, there's an actual reason
it's
for
a Bruce Lee movie.
Yeah, I mean.
Spastic dragon. this is just one of those, like, older comedies to me, to where it's...
Because they can get away with saying racist, offensive
shit. It's funny.
Your problem is the way comedies used to be paced.
Yeah.
Well, it was more of a normal movie.
No, but the weird thing is, like, I watch Ghostbusters, like, fucking at least twice a week. But
you watch the Ghostbusters fucking twice a week?
Yeah, just fucking. Well, I mean, fucking Egon's dead ghost.
Oh, I thought you were talking
dead
about,
corpse.
I thought you were talking about the remake.
No. Oh, no. I've only seen that movie 1.5 times.
Okay.
Yeah. But then.
Yeah, I think he's talking about a different remake, bro.
Yeah. Where they're all wearing gold. They're all wearing gold. That's on Brazzers.
What's that? What?
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, because. But.
You mean Brazzers?
But Ghostbusters, it's
the bro.
It has funny parts throughout it. But is it just because it's also, like, has ghosts?
There's
and,
also
like,
a lot going on in the movie in general.
I never
thought
the ghost aspect was what made that movie
funny.
No,
it's not.
We
but I'm just
out,
saying
we
it makes
out
it.
On an earlier episode that comedies, how they used to be made, used to be, it's a normal movie with comedy injected in it throughout.
Yeah.
Whereas nowadays when comedy movies are made, it's like
just
comedy
funny
everywhere.
Shit.
And the plot secondary. This movie was, you could tell the story without any of the comedy because it's the Prince
no,
of the Pop.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, I get like why compared to today, it's like it's not that constant barrage.
But it's like Coming to America had a lot more funny parts to me
because I think that was all more because Eddie
like doing that
as a comedy. Also, Eddie Murphy was bigger.
Oh, that's true.
So he was allowed to. I mean, because also with this, Dan
and
Aykroyd,
and he was playing like fucking 10 characters.
And Dan Aykroyd's like the kind of the star of this too. So.
Kind of.
No, he is. He was the bigger name at the time.
Like, see, so yeah. But the thing is, with Coming to America, like almost every character in that is like funny.
Yeah,
whereas
that's
with this,
true.
Like only some.
You have racist white guys. I mean, old rich white guys.
And this movie has Gus Fring from Breaking Bad.
Where's he in that?
He's in jail.
Oh shit!
He's
the
in
one
jail
next
with
to
Eddie
Murphy.
Oh,
he's the little
that's
dude.
Wait, that was.
That's bugging out. Really?
Yeah, that was Giancarlo Esposito.
Man, he's like look different every decade. He looks like a
that's
different
his
person.
Name?
Yeah. Oh, Giancarlo Esposito. He's great in that movie with Tim Robbins and Martin Lawrence.
He's in Do the Right. He's the guy in Do the Right
yes,
Thing.
Yes, he's in that too.
Yeah, and he's the
There's
guy
a spider on your head.
Remember the guy in
Freeze Do
the
Dick Bitch?
Yeah.
Remember Do the Right Thing? Man, did you step on my sneakers? That's him.
Oh.
With the big.
Oh, guy, yes,
him.
It is. Yeah. Wow.
He's the guy that got choked out, right?
No.
No, that was Radio Raheem.
That's Radio Raheem. Yeah. Rest in peace.
With his big old head.
Spinal Tap is an old movie. It's fucking hilarious.
But that's also.
But that's a different.
That's a mockumentary, too.
Yeah.
But that's a movie where the comedy, it's one of the earlier examples of comedy coming before plot.
Yeah. I'm just realizing this is two SNL stars together.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, for some reason, I keep forgetting Dan Aykroyd was an SNL star.
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd was huge.
Yeah.
Dan Aykroyd.
But yeah, it's like, it is more geared towards Dan Aykroyd sort of humor, where it's like, more subdued.
Like he's selling bags of glass and whatnot.
They do at points feel like two different... like directors working on a movie, if that makes sense.
Because
like,
when you do Eddie Murphy scenes,
they're very like
it's energetic.
Yeah,
it feels more modern when Eddie Murphy's talking. When Dan Aykroyd's talking, it's more like you know.
It feels like a late 70s movie.
He bruises from the inside. He's a crowding man.
Yes.
but I find the Anchorage stuff hilarious.
That glass thing is like the best thing he's ever done.
The what?
When he's selling shit like to kids.
Oh, with the glasses and the mustache, yeah, and he's like, always and on whenever he would, yeah,
that's
that character,
my favorite character. That
all those defective
done.
Bad, yeah. But no, like, that's awesome.
You have like the drug stuff when it's like, no, it's not cocaine, it's heroin, PCP. Like, and he's listening, yeah. It's like that's funny, but it's subdued.
And then when he
and
tries,
then he just goes.
I love his drunken stupor. He's in.
I love when he tries to hold up Eddie Murphy at the Christmas party.
See right here.
And then he's trying to call security.
I've found him.
He pulls the gun out. Merry Christmas.
What bothered me about that scene was that he yelled for Winthorpe and they came in right away. And I'm just thinking, like, man, it's a loud party outside, aren't they?
They were just staying next to the door.
I do enjoy it when he jumps on the table and turns around and points the gun and sees everyone duck.
I never noticed he had those cool white boots. I like those boots.
Cool.
Look at them boots.
The boots that Dan Aykroyd was wearing. They're cool white boots.
I don't
boots.
Remember that.
Yeah, his Santa was
like
wearing...
Dangle?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. I like those.
When he...
They're pretty spiffy.
He has bike stole.
The social commentary on this is kind
of... And this has Al Frank... Well, of course it's got social commentary. Oh, Al Franken's in it.
Yes. No, man, you weren't... You driving it? No.
That was a bit much.
The gorilla?
Yeah. I feel like that was unnecessary. I don't know why people love that scene. That could get out of here.
Because he gets raped by a gorilla.
Yeah, but nah, I'm going to say nah.
It's because the gorilla looks silly. It looks both funny and creepy.
Why couldn't he take the mask off?
Because they probably like,
taped it just to
the... They also like had him like not like they had him handcuffed or something too, and they taped his mouth shut.
I know that,
so he couldn't talk.
The gorilla tore the butt open.
Yeah,
you think so?
Yeah, but gorillas' wieners are tiny. Yeah, as I've just talked about.
And then, as I said, oh, I'm 36 times the gorilla. Then,
and you know, James Cameron probably would have talked shit that said they didn't get a real gorilla wrangler. And he didn't tell you how big its penis is, and that's impossible. Fuck James Cameron.
He's a windbag now. I can't watch his show on AMC because of how he is now.
But he did make Aliens.
What?
And I appreciate
it. No, it's an interview show about sci-fi.
I like that interview show.
But my problem is I don't want to watch it because it's like he's going to ignore all
himself,
the big current
he puts
blockbuster.
Himself, and he puts himself over a lot in that. Yes.
Everyone wants to see my 3D movies still. They're gonna watch them more than they watch Avatar. It's going to...
Something about Tall Lamberts or something?
Yeah. I still find
Lamberts.
That documentary to be interesting.
He should just explore the ocean. But
no, we already
he should
said,
find
no,
monsters.
No, we already said it's too scary.
No, that's why he needs to be the one to do it.
That's fucked up.
But yeah,
he's the only one who can.
Jamie Lee Curtis' character is like
she's kind of not.
No, she's hooker nice. With a heart of gold.
She's nice. Yeah, yeah.
She's pretty woman.
She's better than Julia Roberts.
Yeah. I mean, both of them. I mean, if that's a hooker,
Julia Roberts scared
that you
me.
Get, then I think
I've seen
a good
I've
job.
Seen Cops. I know how they look.
I know. We've all seen Cops. And I've seen all these shows. I know what real hookers
And there's an area where I drive down by for my work. Not to get to work, but while I'm working.
Is it on Holt?
No, but...
that's a bad area, too.
There's definitely an area where...
Lots of
you
hoochers.
Can always catch them walking. Just in the middle of the day. Broad daylight. For those who live in California, in the Southern California area, it's on beach.
Oh,
it's between Lincoln and Ball.
One doing, time we were driving.
I feel like
we're sponsored by them.
You're promoting them. We're sponsored by them.
Hookers?
No, but...
No, I just want people to know where they can see real ones and realize that movies are fake.
No, because one time we were driving and then I turned and I was like, what the hell is that lady waving at? I was like, oh, she's a hooker.
Yeah, it's kind of weird how fast she like takes to Dan Aykroyd's
I feel bad.
Character.
I feel bad. Come on.
Oh, Louie.
She gets naked and then just, like, not fucks him, but, like, sleeps with
she
him.
She should have bruises on her.
No, she doesn't have a pimp.
No, but just from Johns and whatnot.
Like going to the bathroom?
Guys.
She probably takes care of herself.
Guys that fuck her.
Johns, what?
But you know what? She probably takes care of
like
herself.
Like going to the bathroom.
She probably takes care of herself and is, like, well defended.
Nah, she'll hook her. Nah.
Look, it's a comedy movie. We're not going to get that far into it.
Yeah, see? Yeah. And James Cameron wouldn't like that they didn't get someone. There's a real prostitute to tell them. And she needs
He directed her, too.
Yes, he did.
And True Lies.
And yeah. Dan Sexley.
And you read that big
tirade. Slow.
Do it slow. Do it sexy.
I love that scene so much.
That's probably the only James Cameron movie that and really holds up. Too. All in Aliens, yeah.
What the movie does show is that being rich can turn you into a piece of shit, just like Eddie Murphy started becoming.
Here's
the thing.
It just seemed like he was just getting more competent in that job.
But also he was like becoming colder, I guess. That's what it was showing.
It wasn't even so much that he was completely colder, but it was that he had all of a sudden a very different outlook on the homeless people. But then I do like that with all the drugs, he still pockets the marijuana cigarette.
Because, like, when he invites all those people that he kind of
he wants them to have fun, but then they're ruining the place and he's worried about it.
Get the fuck out.
And he seemed kind of, like, bothered that people wouldn't respect his shit.
He did his Mr. Rogers yell.
Yeah, and then...
He needs to realize...
He did.
No, he just needs to learn that you don't throw parties at your own place.
And then...
Like, you rent out a space.
When they were
arresting... He's got the money.
In his one-room apartment.
That, when they were arresting Dan Aykroyd, he was saying you got to be hard on them, you know? And it was like, okay, so like, I don't know, like, is he becoming like a bigger dick?
But he was also saying because he knows because
I was there.
The first hand,
And then Dan Rucker, on the other hand, is just becoming crazy. See, but it's weird because Eddie Murphy didn't seem crazy. He was just a thief who like would try to weasel his way out of things. Dan Aykroyd like became crazy.
But that's how it would work. Dan Aykroyd
got drunk. That's part of it.
That man tried to rape me.
If you were poor and all of a sudden became rich, you would like...
You would appreciate things more, but
then it's like you mellow out because you're like, all right, you know what? I gotta be responsible.
If
you were Dan Aykroyd, you were rich, and all of a sudden you become poor,
you would want to kill yourself and go crazy.
I just realize what it's like to be a rich white kid is I just get to sing offensive songs to women and they think it's funny when I sing them about them. Like those guys in the scene where it's like the frat guys who are singing.
They're
talking basically about having sex with all of them.
Those guys are basically every 80s bad guy that is in
college. They're Dan Aykroyd's friends.
Dan Aykroyd.
And every dude back then had like the Paul Reiser hairdo for some reason.
We leave Paul Reiser out of this. He was only a bad man once.
He's an evil man.
Only once.
He was a good guy in Stranger Things. And all
More importantly, he was a good guy and Mad About You.
He was in Stranger Things.
He was ambiguous and became a good
people. Spoiler alert for season two.
They did it on purpose, though. They thought people were...
That's what I thought.
Because you're like, I don't trust you, Paul Reiser.
And I was thinking, I'm going to see one of the demo things, and then, like, the dude, you see, and he's going to go, blah, the aliens close up.
But
and,
I really can't trust him because of aliens.
No.
Because it was so fucked up. I was like, that son of a
bitch. He locked her in the room with it.
That was also the ending of Mad About You. He did the same thing.
Yeah. And the urban legend is that Paul Reiser's parents were happy when his character got killed off because they hated him that much.
That movie?
Yeah.
Paul Reiser's parents?
Yeah, that was a urban thing.
Paul Reiser's parents hate him?
In the movie.
They hated his character.
Oh, I thought you meant like they
no,
hated him.
No,
because he's Burke. He's an asshole.
He is an asshole.
But if you're hated in a movie, you did your good job.
You did your job.
I don't know if they're newer, but there were aliens that, like action figures. They actually had good quality, but I saw like there's a Burke one, and I'm like, I wanted to buy it.
It's not Bishop who's buff with sunglasses.
No, I'll show you. I have a picture. I can show you guys later.
Wasn't
he
supposed to play the Terminator?
Yeah, at one point he was possibly
also
going
was
O.J.
Simpson.
Yeah,
been a better choice.
Oh, and then that's how
actually terminates
that,
people.
That James Cameron documentary that Arnold was supposed to play. Reese, and then he was like, I'm not feeling it. Like,
yeah,
I gotta be the Terminator.
There were a lot of roles that got changed early on.
Yeah.
You know, in
basically Lance Henderson.
I do love that John Connor sends back his friend to bang his mom and to make the greatest peanut butter cups.
But didn't John Connor know? Didn't he know that guy is his dad?
Yeah. Probably, but he couldn't say anything.
Yeah, no.
Or did he know that?
I don't know.
He knew because he would show him that's why he kept showing him pictures of his mom.
You are my dad, Cal.
Reese knows that I would have that he would be
Carmen?
With John, and John would always tell him stories about his mom.
Christian Bale,
and so that's why he did all that.
Christian Bale sent Chekhov back in time to bang Linda Hamilton.
My friend, and then he got pinned by a fucking truck.
My best friend told me stories about his mom, and so that's why I want to bang you. That's kind of weird.
You
know what? That movie could be called My Friend's Hot Mom.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
And then she'd be talking about it. Always happens.
They would get that Geordi guy to play Kyle Reese if they ever had one of those.
Geordi LaForge. Yeah, that's what I thought.
No, I mean a British guy.
So
racist blackface.
Yeah. So we haven't even gotten to the train sequence.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they have which an is elaborate,
which sucks. I think it's not that good.
I like the train sequence.
Elaborate
except
plan. To
I like Eddie Murphy's funny
to get them to.
It's beef jerky time.
Yeah. There you go. I don't know why that makes you laugh.
That
so
is
much.
A funny jerky? Line for some reason.
No, when his laugh because he keeps doing the random laugh. It's just funny.
That thing.
But okay, so first Eddie Murphy's in there as African prince,
yeah,
of sorts,
wearing a dashiki and everything, and
yeah, and then is it Coleman who shows up next as the Irish priest?
Yes,
and then Jamie Lee comes in wearing lederhosen and she says, "I'm from Sweden," doing a Swedish accent, and he's like, "You mean Germany?"
You know what's weird about this scene? It's a costume party anyway.
So why do they need to
pretend to be?
But you know what? But he probably. Here's the thing, though. Like, you would know who, like, Dana Croyd is, right?
Well, like, that's why he had to have the most elaborate...
Yeah.
But they shouldn't have put him in the room at all. They should have had him not be in there.
Yeah.
But wouldn't he know
who... Put a mask on.
Freaking Billy Ray is?
But Billy Ray's also wearing different...
You would have thought he would know all of those
because
people.
He'd have
but he also
family.
Figures it out. At the very but he least, does figure yeah. it out, so it's not like he's completely an idiot either.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then Dana Croyd comes in.
In Africa, his name's James Cameroon.
He's wearing full. He's disguised as someone from Jamaica.
Are you going to do lines of that?
Yeah.
We're eating and he's wearing lines of pretzel bites.
He's wearing blackface.
Yeah.
And he's playing that he's Jamaican. He's doing a Jamaican accent.
And it's very borderline, almost Irish accent.
But he's saying Irish. Well, because that's what Jamaican accents turn into. Or the other way around.
That's why my Jon Snow turned into a Jamaican accent.
I'm from the north. From the north.
No, you don't do a Jon Snow accent. You do an Ygritte accent talking to Jon Snow.
Jamaican accents, by the way, sound like that because they are a mixture of English and French, I think.
I think they're when people do impressions, it's always funny because Jamaican me laugh. Ah.
Oh, I was gonna say because they're always Jamaican me crazy.
But he's wearing a denim jacket and he's wearing all denim and
he's wearing a Canadian tux.
Yeah, and he's wearing a wig, a dreadlock wig, and he's he's got blackface, like total.
Yeah. Total,
like.
But I think
this was before Soul Man, bro.
And the thing is, it's not like
you can't excuse that. Well,
what's the movie with Gene Wilder and Richard
Pryor? Willy Wonka.
Running. Well, they're not running scared.
They've
there's
just like fought
no evil,
movies
see
together.
No evil.
Yeah, that one. When he actually puts on the blackface when Gene Wilder does. But the thing is, it's called out in it. Like Richard Pryor like gives him shit.
Says
like,
you can't do that.
But in this, it's like, all right.
Eddie Murphy just yelled at him.
But the content of the movie kind of does.
And you go, what the fuck are you doing here just like that? Something like that. After.
So in the bathroom, that's what he's doing. He's putting on his blackface.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. And then they make a man fall in love with a gorilla or something.
And not necessarily. Jamie Curtis is just pressing her boobs up against everything.
She's awesome.
So they trick.
Jamie Lee, no.
They trick the Dukes into, like, I don't know.
Still don't understand what happens on that scene.
What?
I don't understand the stock market.
I will never understand people yelling and screaming in the stock market.
So,
okay, here we go. Good.
The scene.
So,
what they're getting is insider info.
Yes. They steal the insider info and replace it with fake insider
because it's,
I know that.
It's the actual reports about the orange crop.
Yeah.
That's what they're getting copies of.
They wanted to get into frozen orange juice.
What don't you get? I'm confused.
No, like what the numbers are actually meaning, like because the numbers go so low and then they sell and it's just like I don't know. I mean, I know that if they make money and they make a shit ton of money,
I don't speak rich white guy,
but it's just like watching it to me
quickly describes what the process is.
Could you just explain it again, please? Just so
like so okay so basically there's
as Denzel would say in Philadelphia, explain it to me like I'm a 12-year-old.
So there's the pit area, right, where they're surrounded for
where they mosh.
Yes,
that basically
they kind of are.
Yeah,
I mean.
Yeah.
So when the trading opens for whatever that thing is, depending on if the crop's going to do well or if it's going to do bad, that's when they have to sell or buy.
Yeah, and see, so, I get that.
Yeah, so if the number goes up and the number goes down, that you either sell or buy.
But it's like, so you have to tell someone physically?
You have to relay it to, so what's happening is the people buying and selling, like there's people with those tickets.
How does it work now?
Oh, now it's all computerized, so it's a lot easier.
So people aren't going crazy?
Not as crazy, but people are still kind of going like losing their shit.
So yeah, go ahead.
But yeah, so like Dan Aykroyd, how he had all those tickets and stuff. Because he kept, he was buying, right? Because he kept,
See, you can't.
No. Because he had all those things. And then when they sell, that's why he was giving them out. And so he gets a stub from them, a receipt. Mm-hmm. And then when you cash in at the end, because at the end they're starting to cash in the stuff, then that's how much you know.
Okay.
So it's essentially.
But it's like they're selling them at a lower price than what they bought. That's what it looks like. So it's like they paid more for it. And then they're selling it for cheaper, is what it looks like.
Yeah, because then when they're doing that initially, because they have the real info when everyone else thinks it's going to go the opposite way.
No,
because
they have it go up.
Yeah.
And then they sell when that happens, so they make more money off of it, and then the other guys get fucked.
Because the thing is,
because they need to sell immediately.
And they have to wait and can't do anything.
Because it didn't bottom out like the false information was said it was going to be, because the orange crops were going to be okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, and I get that's the idea. So it's just really the way the numbers look on the screen. Yeah. It looks, it's so just because it's like they're selling at the lower.
They bought a ton of crops that won't equal up in the value because the oranges are going to be okay.
Yeah, and everyone's like, that's why sell, you bastard.
Yeah, and the sooner they can sell, the more money they get. There's still at a loss, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, but they still made a shitload of money off of it.
Yeah.
Don Amici dunked on a basketball court with aliens.
And then he has a heart attack or something.
Yeah. Fuck him.
Does he die in that one?
Do you have a...
No, they're both dead.
Have you had
No, in Cocoon.
Have you had a boner
I've never
yet?
Seen Cocoon.
Yeah.
Have you had a boner?
There's two of them? You haven't seen one of them?
I've never seen either Cocoon.
It's crazy. So Cocoon. It's when we're old people fly.
This is true story. Steve,
and the Goots.
And fuck.
Is he in both of them? Or just
the
one?
The Goots is in both.
Is he? Oh.
He fucks an alien. An alien broad. You telling me he can't bang alien broads?
Wow. He actually says that?
No. That's a joke. It's a Jew broad.
But, yeah, and then it ends with the dudes coming out on top and the rich old white guys being in the poorhouse.
Yeah. And then they become homeless. And then...
And then they're all on a beach.
Princess Zamunda eventually helps
them.
And then
they're in an actual funny movie. Like a real funny
and then,
movie.
Yeah. But Dan Aykroyd ends up staying with Jamie Lee Curtis's character.
Because he likes whores.
No, he likes...
You can't turn your...
It's because she was nice to him in his time of need, so he knows that she actually
You can't
cares.
Turn a hooker out. Don't do that. You know what?
I saw Richard Gere do it.
Yeah. No, and that's weird. You know what? He is a businessman, and he got like a fucking cheap hooker. Like, not an escort where he made thousands of dollars, and he's rich.
He just wanted her to shove stuff up his butt.
Probably. And see, that would make sense.
Well, the original ending, they don't end up together. In Pretty Woman.
Well, why?
It was an indecent proposal.
Demi Moore.
And yeah.
Who's the main?
Robert Redford pays, and Woody Harrelson's the husband.
So you know it's a good movie. Woody Harrelson's in it,
and he's good at basketball.
It's true. He can shoot.
And shooting dudes.
It's pretty. It's so pretty.
So but,
that's yeah, a good they movie. They do end up together. Just like
my biggest problem with the very end of the movie is when they're on the beach, Coleman does a very, very subtle lift in his glass towards Dan Aykroyd, who's all the way in the water, and somehow we're supposed to believe Dan Aykroyd saw him do it.
Well, you know.
Yeah. And no, in the 80s, people didn't.
And then they could yell loud enough to hear.
People didn't.
Eddie Murphy could be on the beach and yell all the way to the boat.
Coleman held up a Monster Energy drink with a nice Domino's pizza. He looks just like Review Bra. It's
weird. Like who?
The guy you hate on YouTube who reviews pizzas and drinks.
Oh,
they have this. They wear these baggy suits and they both like. Review Bra acts like that weird way that the butler acts.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does. It's like weird. I was watching it and it was confusing me. I was like, did he get his persona from this butler?
That is the real him.
I think I discovered something. I think I found out where.
So he time traveled.
I kept thinking you were saying Murphy Broad.
Murphy Brown.
Yeah.
Review Bra.
Yeah.
But
just say report of the week
or report of the week, yeah, whatever. But Travis hates him.
No, but that's how I know his name is Review Bra. That's actually how I actually know him.
But
I don't know if I hate him. He just looks like an asshole.
He's a nice
guy. He's known to be super nice, but also very paranoid about everything.
Well, yeah, because people are stalking
him. I think it's a gimmick. I think he saw this movie and was like, I'm going to act like that butler.
Sometimes I see people, and just by they look, you're like, fuck that guy.
He looks weird. He looks like he like smells people's feet.
Man, he's going to hear this episode, and we're going to have a lawsuit.
I don't agree with
I like Review Brother.
Yeah, I love
it. Is this all alleged?
I don't look at it. The only thing I look at on YouTube is like videos and trailers.
I mean, that's
it's usually trailers I
look at videos
and compilations of people falling.
I mostly just watch honest trailers and then real trailers, and then sometimes the occasional old SNL sketch will end up on there. I'm like, I'm gonna watch this.
If YouTube had porn, though,
they have breast exam videos.
That's weird.
I don't know.
Okay, so does I guess we'll just jump into it as far as whether or not. Trading Spaces holds up.
Places.
That too. It's weird. I don't dislike this movie at all. I don't have a problem with it. I don't really ever go much out of my way to watch it. Sometimes if it's on TV in the background, I'll let it be on. It's like a good movie, but it's not like a movie that I seek out. I can't say it doesn't hold up, but I can't say that it does. It's weird.
But it's not like an AMPM. Tasty garbage.
Yeah.
No, because it's better than garbage.
Yeah.
I've never seen garbage eat garbage before, though.
That's a great line. That's the best line.
That's the best part of all Superman movies.
Why that's be, the best line in any
Superman,
movie.
Superman, why be so mean?
Hey, you know what?
No. Nope.
Superman, so you're saying Superman can never like do any...
He doesn't do stuff like that.
No, but it's just...
That's just not his character.
Like, to be like, you know what? Fuck this guy.
As I enjoy that scene,
it's just not in his character.
It really isn't.
I mean,
his
he didn't need to throw the guy.
No, he didn't need to hurt him. He would basically tell the guy, like, hey.
Hey, sport.
Like, hey, I
come on.
Tussle his hair.
Come here, pal.
What you did is wrong.
And then he tussled his hair and break his neck.
I saw a panel where two dudes were like breaking into some car.
Oh, okay.
And then Superman shows up and is like, you know what? Like, you guys are better than this. Go home and reevaluate your lives. And they were like, fuck.
And then like, when Superman tells you, you're just like,
fuck. And then I'd spit on him and say, fuck you, alien.
Think of any time you've ever had a parent say, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed. Like, that's any time like, Superman talks to you, that's how you feel.
It's like when you tell your son he's being bad and he's like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yes. If Superman did that too, it would be the ultimate sign of like,
Superman's the ultimate. He's just a dad.
He's like the dad of the world.
Why don't you go bother Lex some more? Fucking bitch.
Stand in front of Lex's window with his arms crossed.
Just do that.
Poor Lex. I know. Always getting harassed.
He's trying to make some money.
By this illegal.
Sexy Lexi. Just trying to get stuff done.
Sex Luthor.
Sex Luthor. It really is. It's a middle ground for me.
Man,
no, we don't. Because it's not that. Because it's still like a good. I mean, it's a good movie. I just don't care for it.
If there was a spectrum of holds up, you think it'd be like
it's somewhere right in the middle.
Okay, yeah.
Like it's somewhere on like the good movie side, but not on the I would watch it. Coming to America side.
Yeah. So it's AMPM hot dog because you like it. You just wouldn't really recommend it.
No, I would recommend it, but yeah. I don't necessarily like it.
Oh, wow.
He's just saying it's not one of his favorites.
Like it's got funny moments. But I respect it.
Mine too?
Yeah.
I think it's definitely better than Animal House.
It's not a high bar.
But then, yeah, I know. And then,
there are a few of us who might disagree.
Look what happened to me! And everyone I don't get why that's funny.
I thought that was funny.
What?
When
Jim Belushi comes in his underwear.
Look what happened to me!
I don't get it either.
I didn't get why everyone laughed at that.
I don't get why you...
Because he's the party animal of that group. Like,
I don't
they're
get
like,
why
hey.
That confuses you, but you laugh at like everything in Animal House that Jim Belushi does.
Because
well, Jim Belushi's not in Animal House.
Okay, think of According to Jim, Alive.
I don't care, Aaron. I actually don't care.
Jim Belushi's funnier than Jim Belushi because I said According to Jim.
That's crazy. That's like...
Yeah. No, that's crazy.
No, I know it's crazy, but...
It is.
I'm gonna say no. It's just like Animal House to me. It's a lot better because
he's doing another line.
He's doing another line.
Yeah, you're eating more of these than
pretzels.
I did.
Eddie Murphy. If Eddie Murphy wasn't in this movie, it'd be fucking terrible.
I wouldn't say it'd just be another comedy. It'd just be like
yeah, and then I wouldn't watch it. You know what? They need to be bachelor party. All 80s movies need to be bachelor party.
It'd be like that one with Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi where they switch lives or whatever. No, they don't switch lives.
What?
They're just neighbors. They switch roles in terms of John Belushi. It's one of his last movies. John Belushi is playing sort of the Dan Aykroyd character who's very serious, but his neighbor is crazy, and it's played by Dan Aykroyd. Dan
Isn't Aykroyd's it called like, Neighbors?
I believe so, actually, yeah. Yeah. I liked it. I thought it was interesting. John Belushi's playing a serious character.
So I'm going to say no, but it's good to see old Eddie Murphy, but there's not enough. Like that whole gorilla, because when I watched it, I loved the 80s.
That's the thing that bothers you more than anything.
No, when I watched I Love the 80s, and, you know, because they talk about all these movies, how great they are, because I understand, like, all these comedians growing up and seeing these. Who did the gorilla
suit? Was the gorilla suit done by, like, Rick Baker or something?
Probably.
Because I'm, because
it looks exactly
American
like.
Ralph London, so.
No, yeah. And it looks exactly like the fucking one from Creepshow, but the one Creepshow looks better because it's scarier.
Yeah. That thing's been in a few movies, too.
Yeah. I mean, it just, because they're always talking about, like, how hilarious this movie is.
That means Rick Baker did the blackface.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. He was paid to do it. I mean, I would paint someone's face black,
well,
too.
You think he said, like, should I add some lips? Do you want me to add some lips? Like, you think he did no. that? Let me put a note.
With his fucking,
bring this into John K. drawing territory.
With his beautiful fucking ponytail. John Baker is awesome. Rick Baker, John Baker too, whoever that is.
Kenny Baker.
Tom Baker.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just when they talk about how hilarious the gorilla suit is like, is it?
I don't think it's hilarious. No. I just think of.
Do people really talk of that
scene?
Well,
no, well, that scene was talked about in I Love the 80s.
That's true.
So we, much.
You gotta remember, though, like, those guys. I mean, they probably grew up with it.
No, or, I feel like, yeah, for that time, it seemed like
a. But for them, it's
a gorilla raping a dude. It's like, oh,
but
shit.
They didn't even show it raping him.
I know. No, it's implied.
They show the like when his eyes open wide, and then when the girl is sort of cuddling with him, like when the
no, Rick Baker.
Oh, okay.
So,
but Kenny Baker, yes,
Kenny Baker was in the actual grill suit. He was puppeting
no,
it like a
no,
fucking
he was
the
wearing
Men in Black
big,
alien.
His giant ass scarf with the hat eating jelly babies.
That one, jelly babies. Is that what they're called?
Jelly babies.
What the fuck's that?
They're not like
jelly beans.
They're not like jelly beans. They're something else. They're more like, think of Sour Patch Kids, but they're more like Sour Patch Kids coated with like a jelly bean coating. And they're in England, they're kind of like really popular.
That's, you are just, you're describing a jelly bean.
No, no. It's in the shape of a little person. Oh. Like a little baby.
Oh,
okay. Kenny Baker. And,
No, that's Rick Baker.
It's a soft candy with a candy coating.
That sounds awesome.
They're really good.
Oh. Well, what the fuck?
Yeah, we'll get
where'd you get them?
On Amazon. You can get them on Amazon.
Oh, my God. They're called Jelly Babies?
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
They're really good. Would you look at Jelly Baby?
So, yeah, I'm going to say no. But if it's on, you watch it, you'll be like, all right.
If the scene wasn't in there.
No, I would still, because it's not.
But Jamie Lee Curtis.
Well, she's as hot.
She's so hot. There's boat pictures of her on the internet from that scene. Like behind the scenes pictures of just
her being naked?
No, of her standing on the boat in that piece she's in.
But she's not naked.
No. She's also not getting boned. It's okay.
No, I know, but I mean.
I love that Nick turns and looks at me like, come on.
Like, what the fuck is he saying? Get out of here. I want to see your fucking veins. I don't care.
Aaron.
Yeah, it holds up to me.
Do it sexy, do it slow.
It's not. It's not, yeah, like everyone's saying, it's not.
That would be a great t-shirt.
What?
Jamie Lee Curtis, do a sexy, do it slow.
Or it's just that guy who actually recorded it.
Yes.
With the mustache.
Yeah, it's not the best Eddie Murphy movie or Dan Aykroyd film. It's a middle-of-the-road 80s movie with some language and some scenes that, like, don't hold up, definitely. Yeah, there's some stuff in general, but no, it's funny, it's Prince and the Pauper essentially.
Yeah,
you're switching,
which is a movie about a prince
who does
and a
pops.
Guy who goes around popping balloons.
Oh, okay, but instead of them looking alike,
popping,
they're
that.
Literally different.
Yeah, it's a spin on it.
It's a spin on Prince and the Pauper. I feel like it could be done today. I don't know.
I'm sure it has been.
Yeah, like, you know, they've had...
You're not even a has-been.
You never was.
My duck. but for what it is, it's, I think, like, the The Santa Claus scene with Dan Aykroyd's hilarious.
The dad from Lois and Clark's in this. Pa Kent's in this. He's the cop.
Wait,
he's
what?
One of the cops.
Oh. Lane Smith?
Tell him to take his clothes off.
Now crawl.
No, that's crotch. Perry White.
That's
the crawl.
Yeah.
Nah.
What else does he call him? Crap.
Yeah, crap. Crawl.
And now he's dead.
Wait, what's his actual
Great
name?
Great Shades of Elvis.
It is Crawl, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he says crotch.
He's the best crotch. Perry White.
That's right.
Yeah. I would say
Jack Mason's pretty good too, but yeah.
Lawrence Fishburne's amazing.
Hey, don't do that. That's his entire.
All he's done in that no one can stop it. That's all he did.
But
I just paid Lawrence Fishburne $5 million to just tell fucking Clark Kent to stop it. Just stop it.
It's the him shoving ham is something I love. I just love him shoving ham underneath his coat. And then him on the bus eating it. Like, that's probably one of my favorite. Like, because the sounds he's making. Yeah. And then he tries to blow his brains out unsuccessfully. But yeah, it holds up. Should you go out and watch it automatically? Yes, but be
prepared. If you like certain words.
Just be prepared that Eddie Murphy's going to be saying something. I mean, it's not. No, Eddie Murphy's stand up, too. Eddie Murphy Raw. Oh, he says that word also.
I mean, it's of the time.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say this. It's not as extreme as we're making it out to be.
No, like he says it like twice.
Yeah, but you'll still probably be kind of surprised by it. You're like, whoa, okay. Unless you're all into saying all that.
This
shit
is like the Warriors.
No.
It was them. No. It's like a weird.
You're almost doing Marlon Brando. Like,
but I'm not.
Almost.
Marlon Brando talks like a bee man. Like he's like.
He got stung by bees.
No, there's like bees controlling his body. Like almost. Like.
Oh, like that one character
like
from
Mortal
Kombat.
He's made out like.
There's a fine line between Dom DeLuise and Marlon Brando.
Oh my. No way, but Dom DeLuise does a great Marlon Brando in Robin Hood Men in Tights. His tongue because it's like, fucking amazing.
I will take these cotton balls from your hand and put them in my pocket.
When they fuse together, they become Chef Paul.
No. Did we?
Rest in peace.
Is he dead?
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah. Or didn't they cut off his legs?
Fuck.
His legs got cut off. I forget. He might have died of diabetes, but he also might have gotten
his
legs cut off.
Within the last couple of years.
He has spices in the story.
Yeah, the salmon
it's
mix.
You might think it's Dom DeLuise laughing on a bottle of salt.
So. I always thought it was as a kid.
Salmon magic is really good.
Yeah, holds up. It's a movie from the early 80s.
Man, Dom DeLuise is great.
Yeah.
I'll say yeah.
I love it when he gets slapped.
I like this movie. It helped.
By the way, your first time watching it, we never went over it. What was your first time?
I don't remember.
Were you a little kid?
No, I don't think
I
so.
Watched it randomly.
Yeah.
I was a child.
On cable. Me too.
It was always on TNT.
Dynamite.
Eddie Murphy movies were always on TNT. Like The Golden Child.
Shit. You know what?
That movie does not hold
might
up.
Sound crazy, but I probably enjoy watching Golden Child more
than
this movie.
That is
actually crazy.
No, I enjoy watching it more.
That's fine.
Because there's a fucking demon in it. And there's a fucking soda can that dances around.
There's a demon
it
in this
also
movie.
Has Dear Sweet Brother Numsy.
There's a demon in this movie. It's called Prejudice.
There you
that
go.
Was deep.
Yeah, I enjoyed this movie. It's funny. I like the music in this a lot. Elmer Bernstein.
I can't even.
And 1950s doo-wop songs.
Yeah.
That's Leonard.
They tried to rape me
with Bill Cosby.
No, I don't know. Never mind.
Six.
You smell.
Just a lot of like.
She was so annoying.
She's hot too.
Oh, yeah, no, she was really annoying. And
she was, like, naked.
She acted like she was 13 years old.
No,
it was kind of weird. Yeah,
no.
He upgraded. He upgraded. Yeah.
With a whore?
You know what?
I like to bang whores.
I like to bang whores.
Well, no, wait. With
eating
a prostitute.
Eggs, eating
a whore is just could be just someone who likes fucking a lot.
No,
whore means you're just someone that, like, a guy could be a whore, like... A guy who just fucks everybody.
No, there's a slut.
Whore is a more deflammatory term
for
a prostitute.
Yeah.
You're thinking of the word slut.
Which is not okay.
Which is also not a nice name.
We're not slut shaming, by the way.
No, we're just talking about how people tend to define these things. So,
slut pumping
really,
up more like that's what I do.
You're just thinking of promiscuous.
Yes.
Prometheus.
Bad movie. Do do not watch it.
God, I hate him.
I know.
He ruined his own movies. Crazy.
So, yeah. I like this movie. Go check it out. The social commentary is kind of interesting. But, yeah.
Yeah. And on class.
Yeah. And race to a lesser extent.
Like school in summertime? No class?
Also, happy Father's Day.
Oh, yeah. No fathers
that
in
was
this
yesterday
movie.
Or earlier today.
No fathers in this movie, by the way.
No.
Eddie Murphy has kids, I thought.
Does he?
In real life?
No, in
the
characters.
The old men are fathers.
Huh?
The Dukes?
Men are fathers.
Them are Dukes, they? them Dukes.
Because if that's their granddaughter, then their father.
What's their grandniece? But still, that would imply that they have kids because...
Yeah. No.
No.
Well, there's probably kids. Though they could have had a sister or something that had.
Well,
like,
all these characters have fathers.
Yeah, but they aren't in this movie.
Whatever. He told me to put my Dukes away. I got no Dukes. Yeah. I'm Sandler, so that's fine.
Got no fucking Dukes. Right. Where can we find you?
At Obscure Alex on Twitter. I'm going to recommend AP Bio. I crunched that whole season today.
Oh, wow. You
crunched it?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I watched it all.
I crunched that shit.
He said that instead of binge.
Oh.
Yeah, it was really funny.
Did you watch it and wish that you went to a school that did a Congo-themed...
I do now. Yeah.
Type prom.
The movie Congo?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh my god, yep. That sounds amazing.
Yeah. Patton Oswalt actually starts describing what the... Because it's his idea. Yeah. It's great because he actually says the name Herkimer Homolka. I was just like, oh, that's awesome.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time. I should
watch it just for that one scene.
Please stop eating my sesame kick.
Yes.
So, yeah, that show's awesome.
Gorilla's jumping a volcano. What's happening? And they got laser eyes?
No, they don't.
They got laser thing? They have something on their face?
I had toys.
Is that what the toy was?
Yeah. The toys were, but they did not.
So no gorilla at any point had some sort of laser scope on
his arm. The Jurassic Park Lost World dinosaurs had weapons.
Just like Batman never wore snow gear in Batman
Returns.
Hey,
you don't know.
No, but you know...
You know what the thing in the new... In the... Next Jurassic World movie? Not the one that just came out.
It's already out?
No.
Yeah. No, well, whenever it comes out.
Wait,
but
it's out.
It's not out. Nope.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
But
Incredibles just came out.
In the next movie, you know what's going to happen? You know a dinosaur is going to put on glasses, right? Like, that's how far it's going to get.
No, they're just going to hold
a no, ride. No, it's we're going to find out that John Hamm turned into a
glass.
Not John Hamm. John Hamm. Put on a fucking
John
suit.
And then he's going to talk like
no,
the brain gremlin.
Yep.
You're going to have, you know, all of a sudden, like, you see a cane, turns around, it's a T-Rex with like a white
oh
shirt.
Oh my fucking
with a white button up and a hat on.
I would laugh like Robert De Niro and Cape Fear.
They're not
like,
going to do that.
They might as well. It's going
to
happen.
Yeah. And then he's going to go, welcome to Jurassic Park.
Yeah, boom, roll credits.
And then you stand up and you applaud to that. Because that's a hell of a curveball.
I just snorted.
Yeah, I like the show a lot. Glenn Howerton's amazing.
Oh, yeah, he's good on it.
Does
him
he act
Pat,
like
him
Dennis
and Pat Oswalt are great.
Pretty much, yeah.
He's not really...
He's not crazy.
He's not psychotic. Okay.
He's also not a narcissist. Oh. I mean, he is a narcissist, but he's not...
Like Dennis Reynolds?
He's conceited. He's just not creepy about his narcissism.
He's like when he was supposed to play Star-Lord.
Huh?
Because they wanted him to play Star-Lord.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
I kind of want to see that timeline. Yeah, I want to see what would have happened.
And that girl,
he would have gotten swole.
The girl that sits front row is
who's already kind of...
But in the original, in like the comics, he's not like a big buff dude.
No,
so
I know.
Like Glenn Howerton's body type actually works.
But they would have still made him get swole. I thought it should have been Ronan the Accuser who was going to be him. Because they had him do it.
But he's,
oh, Lee Pace.
He's too pretty.
He's too handsome.
He's got the pretty eyebrows.
Yeah, he is. He's very handsome.
Was that Legolas's dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
When like
so he's very pretty.
They need help and he just goes...
He's the pie maker.
I don't want to dig. In this movie, I'm like, this guy's a fucking asshole.
No.
Yeah. But the
girl that sits front row is very attractive. She's 24, don't worry.
No, he went full deep because you can't find that on IMDb.
I don't know what's happening.
It was on Wikipedia.
Oh.
There you go.
Don't worry, I wouldn't have just shouted that out.
Obscure Aaron across all social media. That means Tumblr, Instagram, and Twitter.
For you.
If you want to help support The Obscure Gentleman, go to obscuregentleman.com. Go to patreon.com/TheObscureGentleman. And if I would recommend anything, there's a movie I saw on Hulu recently.
The Babadook?
Okay, first I'll say I saw Deadpool 2.
No soul.
Yeah, you talked about it last
week.
Did
I? Yep. Oh, okay. So related to Deadpool 2, the actress Brianna Hildebrand, who plays a
Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
Yeah. There's this movie called Tragedy Girls.
Tragedy Girls!
On Hulu. It's like a comedy horror film.
How old is she?
I don't know.
Slender.
I don't know, bro.
I just gave Nick the side eye.
Kevin Durand.
Oh, shit. Oh,
I was like, Kevin Durand, the basketball player?
No, the Blob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New York Strong.
So it's essentially they kidnap.
Oh, he played Blob in
In War Origins.
Oh, yes. It's about these two girls obsessed with serial killers, like slashers. They're obsessed with like slashers who are real in this reality, and they kidnap like a Jason or Freddy, like not Freddy, Jason type character. They kidnap him, and then they're like, "We want to learn from you."
Wait, so it's kind of like that?
Jack Brooks. Not Jack Brooks.
Mark Brooks. No, it's.
It's Behind the Mask.
It's not like Leslie Vernon. No.
Oh, okay.
And
Jack Brooks is a monster slayer.
It's got what's his name? It's kind of a studded cast of like an
ensemble. You mean a bunch of studs?
Like Craig Robinson's in it, and a bunch of other people.
Is he funny? Take your panties off.
Yeah, he's pretty hilarious in it. And they just want to kill people and be serial killers, and then there's a kind of a twist that happens. But it's really fun. It's also an 80s. It doesn't take place in the 80s, but it has an 80s vibe. But yeah, Tragedy Girls. I liked it. I thought it was fun. It's a good ride.
Did you guys ever see Little Evil, by the way?
I still haven't watched it.
Little Evil.
Little Nemo?
Oh,
Evil.
No, I haven't.
Little Nemo.
Little Evil.
Adventures in Nemo.
That video game is fucking impossible.
Is for Nintendo? Tom Petty playing when you're playing it, though?
No.
No, it sucks.
Running Down the Dream.
Oh.
That's the video. It has, like, Little Nemo, like a Little Nemo sort of thing.
Seriously?
In Slumberland.
Yeah.
No, but it's not from... It's like it has that whole montage.
Oh,
like
I didn't know that.
Yeah, go watch it. It's pretty cool.
Tom Petty's dead.
He died twice.
He did. He died.
Died twice.
Sorry. Nicholas.
Well, I finished The Flash, and then
Flash.
It taught me
Sup,
that
bro?
That we love
are the Flash.
That love conquers all.
Loving my pizza, bro.
That was just so upsetting.
I know.
Like,
I, so
oh stupid. My god! Don't remind me of that scene.
No one said.
I feel like I didn't see that scene, but I saw the episode. It's weird. I know when it was. Okay. I don't remember seeing it.
It's embarrassing.
Because I guess it's good for me. Because I'm better off.
When I saw that scene, when I saw that scene, I posted in the group.
I know you did.
I never want to see that happen again.
Joe was acting like how I felt in that episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
God damn
it. He's angry and he's confused and upset. That's mm-hmm. how I felt.
So,
The Flash. It's like the Flash... It seems like they have all this buildup, and there's this evil genius who knows every step, and then at the end, she just pulls this fucking plug out of the wheelchair, and I'm like, wait, is this seriously you? Right,
cool.
I had this plan and knew this was going to happen. Well, then you obviously didn't have a failsafe before fucking pulling out your battery pack in the back.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, so that's it. That's it. It's over. So I don't know what it's not great.
It's the power of love.
Yeah, but love conquers all, and then there's the rats is back.
Yeah, Harley Rathaway returns to
Terrible.
Central City. I don't know.
But then also there's stuff from the
future.
But
something I would recommend, which we'll never watch on here because it's too serious of a movie, is Schindler's List.
It's a good movie.
That movie is so good,
but
it's
fucked
such
up.
A bummer.
Yeah.
But, and Steven Spielberg made that movie for free because he just felt like it was wrong to even accept
yeah,
money.
I don't know, but
I
walked out of the room when he said, I have now made Schindler's List. I couldn't, that's it for me.
Too much.
No, and
that scene at the end where he's like trying to like say, I could have sold all this shit.
Wait, Liam Neeson... won an Oscar for that, right?
Didn't
he had to have.
Voldemort got nominated,
well,
right?
How did he not win? But he's just an evil monster. Like, that is Voldemort. He's worse than Voldemort.
You always hear stories about how when he visited, like, old, like, coast, like survivors and shit, that they were, like, in, like, fear of him.
I would be.
Have you ever read the book?
About?
The Schindler's
No.
List book. Because they beef it up. There's more.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But he's, like... I don't even know if it's fair to call him a movie villain. He's just a fucking monster.
No, he's definitely a villain.
But you know what I mean? Where it's like when there's a villain in a movie.
We're not talking about Oscar Schindler, by the way.
No,
we're
Goth.
Rafe.
Rafe.
King Rafe.
Rafe Fiennes.
Yeah. So,
it's weird though. Like, I don't want to put him on a list of like,
best villain, because I mean, he's based on a real, real guy. Yeah. So
it's like, it's kind of weird and fucked up to do that.
But I mean, but he's an awesome actor.
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
But yeah, that movie is just great. And even Ben Kingsley's in that shit.
Yeah.
It's just an amazing movie.
I'm sorry. I just remember.
No, Liam Neeson did not win.
I just remember.
Neither of them won for their acting.
That's ridiculous.
I just laughed because I remember the Voldemort thing. That scene in the like when Harry's like seeing like the visions and he randomly sees Voldemort in, like a cloud going dah!
I just think of how ridiculous, because I always had in my mind this ugly old wizard, and then it's like when I finally, and then when you
I thought he looked cool in, I liked him in his suit.
I'm used to him
but that was a dream sequence.
But then the first time you see him, he's like, I can touch you. You know what it is? Like, you know what it is? His collarbone's exposed, so he doesn't seem super evil.
Oh, we have a stop it.
You can't show your collarbone. Yeah. Your evil,
see,
dude.
Good guys can show collarbones.
Okay. Goblet of Fire is just a mess.
I like that one.
I don't like that one at all.
No, but in the Harry Potter ended like The Flash. It's like you got this villain doing all this stuff. It's like, oh, there's just a fucking fake Clive Owen just kills him. It's like, all right. Yeah.
Killed the genie.
Clive Warren.
Clive Warren or whatever. The hell?
Well, okay, so Liam Neeson lost to Tom Hanks.
Forrest
Philadelphia.
Gump.
It was either Forrest Gump or Philadelphia.
Hey,
it was
no, probably Forrest Gump.
I don't care.
Oh, well, okay, all right.
You know what? You know what? Forrest Gump.
No, it was Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, no.
Wait, those came out the same year?
Oh, man, that's a powerhouse of a...
For some reason, I thought Philadelphia was the 80s.
Then who the hell did Voldemort?
Tommy Lee Jones won for The Fugitive.
Oh, where's Tommy Lee Jones?
You know what? Look, I like Tommy Lee Jones, but you know what? He didn't become a Nazi.
You know, okay. He's also not a good actor, really.
No. He plays the same character in every film.
Making me cry.
Do you want to know who else Liam Neeson was against?
Who?
Daniel Day-Lewis for In the Name of the Father.
Oh my goodness.
Lawrence Fishburne for What's Love Got to Do with It.
Oh.
Anthony Hopkins for The Remains of the Day.
That is a crazy, that's okay, a, you know, that's
and
a
then
good
for
one.
Supporting, who else Ralph was against?
Yeah.
Was Leonardo DiCaprio in What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Wow.
Okay, yeah.
John Malkovich in The Line of Fire.
Well, okay, all right.
And Pete Postlethwaite in The Name of the Father.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. See, okay, that's
all
a
right.
Stacked.
I get
this
all
is
this.
That's a very solid
year.
That's a rough year.
But
somehow Tommy Lee Jones won, which is still cool. But at the same time,
Tommy Lee Jones is probably the lead, like, because he plays a good Tommy Lee Jones character.
Yeah.
But
Ralph Fiennes should have won.
But he said, "I don't care."
That's why he's good in No Country for Old Men, because he's playing.
He's actually playing a character.
No, I don't
but
care.
He's also playing Tommy Lee Jones, like,
but
where,
not
no,
like,
where he doesn't have to put emphasis on anything. Like,
yeah.
You mean he gets to play Agent K in everything?
Yeah.
All right. And,
except for Batman.
Whereas Eddie Murphy became a prince, and that's why it beat out Coming to America.
And you can find me playing Travis. And I finished the first portion of Arrested Development Season 5 this weekend.
What'd you think?
It's awesome. Okay. It's awesome. And I realize why. I don't know real why, but for people who listen to The Dollop, you'll be happy to know that Gareth Reynolds is an executive producer for this season. Like, his name is in the credits of every episode, and he wrote a few of them,
Gary
too.
Gary Reynolds?
Gary, yeah. Doing his, okay! That voice. Anyways, so that was our Schindler's List episode.
It's your son, Gary!
Gary, who's Gary?
The hell is Gary?
Gary!
I got
it, Howard Stern.